High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A 3-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the C.L. Jones Gymnasium. We're in Minden tonight for the D2-4 District Championship ball game as the defending champions in Class D2, the Giltner Hornets, will set to take on the Wolves out of Loomis High School. I'm Mike Will, and calling the play-by-play for you tonight here on the Breeze. Giltner coming in, ranked number 2 in the state of Nebraska in Class D2, bringing the Lincoln General Star. They've been there all season long, trailing Howells. Giltner is 25-0 on the season. They won the state championship a year ago, winning over Juanita Palisade in that championship ball game. You heard the shot just a few seconds ago, 57-54, was the final score. As Giltner wins the state championship a year ago. Since then, they've won 28 games in a row. The 3 games in the state tournament last year, the 25 games here this year, as they look to get back to the state tournament in Lincoln for the 4th straight season. The Loomis Wolves, the opponents here tonight. Loomis coming in a record of 17 wins and 5 losses on the season. Loomis has dropped a game, the last outing to a Pleasanton, 77-75 in 2 overtimes. Their own losses this year have been to Axtell, 53-50. They've lost to Arapaho, 48-35. They've dropped the game to Brady, 61-56. And they lost to Amherst in the 3rd ball game of the season by a score of 66-60. If Giltner should drop this ball game, they look to be in pretty good shape for a wild card berth in Class D2. Giltner right now is sitting in 2nd place in the wild card point standings behind Howells. Loomis going to be right on the bubble tonight. They're going to be in 4th place as action gets underway in Class D2. Tonight in the power points for the wild card, you've got Howells and Giltner, then Wynot and Loomis. Following Loomis, you've got Sterling, Brady, and Fall City, Sacred Heart. So, exactly what the folks at Loomis just a couple of minutes ago, they said the easiest way to get there is just to win the ball game here tonight. They won't have to worry about such things as the wild card. So, they're going to go all after it tonight against the undefeated Giltner Hornets in our D2-4 district championship ball game here tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. From Minden tonight, New Tech Seed, your yield leader, will come back and zero in on this ball game as we continue right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right, Mike Will back here in Minden tonight, C.L. Jones Gymnasium, as we get set for high school basketball on the Breeze. Giltner, a team that's coming in here, averaging 58 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 34.6 on the defensive end. Again, the record is sitting at 25-0 in the season. Giltner, a team that's hitting 44% of their field goal tries this year, 34% from 3-point territory, and 56% from the free throw line. Of course, they're run by Drew Ott, the University of Iowa football recruit. Ott is listed as 6'5" and a senior this year. He's averaging 18 points and 11 rebounds per ball game. And he was the only man in double figures this year for the Giltner Hornets. So check that. Ethan Kreitz also in double figures. He's averaging 11.1 points per ball game. Kreitz is the guy who hit the game-winning shot in the state championship ball game against Juanita Palisade a year ago. Kreitz is a 6-foot senior this year. He's averaging 11.1 points and 2.6 rebounds per ball game. Loomis coming in, a record of 17 wins and 5 losses on the season. They have not been to the state tournament since 2007, trying to win their way to the state tournament here tonight with a victory over Giltner. Loomis a team that's averaging 58.5 points per ball game on offense are giving up 47.4 on the defensive end. They hit 41% of their field goal tries on the season, 21% from 3 points in Troy, 51% from the free throw line. They're led by Matthew Hudson, a 6'1" senior, who's averaging 10.5 points and 8.6 rebounds per game. They have another guy in there that's averaging 9.5 points per game. That's Kaylin Anderson. Anderson is a 5'11" senior. He's averaging 9.5 points and 2.9 rebounds per ball game. So with Giltner and Loomis here tonight in the D24 district championship ball game from Minden here tonight. Also around the state in class D2, we've got the D1 and D2 district championship games going on tonight. We had class C and class C1 and C2 last night. The other D2 final set for tonight, that's DeWitt Tri-County. You've got Fall City Sacred Heart playing Hampton. The other D2 district finals tonight at Norfolk Catholic, it's going to be Howells up against Elkhorn Valley. D2-3, you've got Wynock playing Stewart. We've got the D2-4 district championship game here in Minden between Giltner and Loomis. D2-5 is Brady taking on Hayes Center tonight. And D2-6, you've got Garden County being the host team for Arthur County and Lake. Six district champions and the two wild cards in class D2 will advance to the Boys St. High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Class D1 district finals tonight at Firth Norris. You've got Pawnee City playing Deschler. Oakland Craig tonight is Guardian Angel Central Catholic up against Bancroft Rosalie. Elsewhere in D1, you have got Battle Creek being the host site tonight for Randolph and St. Mary's. Humphrey St. Francis will play High Plains Community at Columbus Lakeview. Kennesaw is playing Overton tonight at Connie Catholic High School. That game is on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR tonight. And the D1-6 district final is at North Platte St. Pat's of San Jose Bedford. We'll take on Paxton. Also another district tournament we're watching tonight is Class B5 at Kearney. That fits the Aurora Huskies up against the Hastings High Tigers tonight. Hastings trying to win their way to the state tournament for the first time since 2004. Hastings getting by Grand Island Northwest last night by a score of 55-54. Brady Mickey had 13 points in that ball game for Hastings last night as the Tigers went 10-for-10 from the free throw line in the last 2 minutes of the ball game to hold off Grand Island Northwest by one. And that semifinal matchup last night, 55-54. The other ball game went to the Aurora Huskies as they took care of Eldridge by a score of 47-30. Aurora beat Hastings earlier this year by a score of 52-49. During the regular season, so the Huskies and the Tigers playing for the B5 District Championship tonight at Kearney High School. Their ball game getting ready in just a couple of minutes. We got the action on 12:30 KHIS. Elsewhere in action last night across the state of Nebraska, the other C1 winners and the district champions included Lincoln Christian, also Bishop Newman, Boys Town, Norfolk Catholic, and Hershey. Class C2 last night, Ravenna beat the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 53-29. That loss probably will keep Sutton out of the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Donna Baronic had 31 points in the Blue Jays. The other district winners in Class C2 last night included Johnson Brock, also Twin River, Ponca, Huntington Cedar Catholic, and North Platte St. Bass. In addition to high school basketball tonight, a lot of college action going on as well. The GPAC championships going to be decided tonight on the women's side. Morningside will be playing at Concordia. On the men's side is Northwestern at Dort. Both of those ball games getting away at 7 o'clock. The Nebraska Kearney men's basketball team will host Shadron State tonight in the first round of the RMAC tournament in Kearney. Two teams split their regular season meetings, with the Whippers winning in Kearney 72-51 and the Eagles winning in Shadron by a score of 75-73. Winner of tonight's game advances to the RMAC shootout in Pueblo, Colorado, coming up this weekend. Tip-off for the Eagles and the Ropers going to be at 7 o'clock tonight at the Health and Sports Center in front. That brings you up to date on all the basketball action that's going to take place around the area tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We're at the C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden tonight, getting set for the D2-4 District Championship game between Giltner and Loomis. We'll take a timeout and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
Of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with a combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Also online tonight at KLIQFM.com. On your smartphone as well at m.KLIQFM.com. Should be a good matchup here tonight between Giltner and the Loomis Wolves as we get set to go in the D24 District Championship ball game tonight here at Linden. Girls State High School basketball tournament gets underway on Thursday down in Lincoln. The boys will get started with their tournament next week in Lincoln. Got some area teams playing on Thursday. Grand Island Northwest will take on Beatrice in Class B. That will be at the Sports Center at 10:45 on Thursday. Holdridge is in the Girls State tournament. They will play at 8:45 Thursday night against Norris. That game will be at Pershing. Also at Pershing on Thursday afternoon in Class C1 will be Minden taking on Hershey. That will be at 10:45 in the morning. At 3:45 in the afternoon at Pershing, also in Class C1, will be Sandy Creek up against Concordia. In Class C2, at 2 o'clock on Thursday at Lincoln Southeast, it will be Blue Hill against North Platte St. Pat's. The other area teams in the Girls State Tournament, you've got Amherst in Class D1, playing at 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday against Lincoln Southwest. And the Giltner Hornets will be playing for the first time ever in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They will play second seed at Elkhorn Valley at 7 o'clock on Thursday against Lincoln Southwest. Around the action of the Giltner Hornets, also Sandy Creek and Blue Hill right here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You'll be able to follow Amherst and also Minden on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So we're sticking up on game time here tonight. It is Loomis and Giltner from the C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden, the D24 District Championship ball game. We've got the singing of the National Anthem. We're set for basketball action tonight. Loomis and Giltner tonight on the Breeze.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, by stripes and by stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streamed, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs.
Minnesota singing of the national anthem as we get set to go here tonight in boys high school basketball district championship action here tonight. Starting lineups. Now we have them here. First of all, for Loomis, they're going to be dressed in their green uniforms here tonight, trimmed lettered in their white. For Loomis Wolves, Clayton McDowell is a 6-foot senior. McDowell is averaging 14.7 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. One of the leading scorers in this ball club for Loomis. Also, Caitlin Anderson, a 5-foot limited senior. Anderson is averaging 9.5 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Shane Sundquist is a 6-foot junior. Sundquist averaging 8.2 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Joshua Pearson is a 6'2" junior. Pearson is averaging 8.1 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. Nathan Matthew Houston is a 6'1" senior. He is averaging 10.5 points and 8.6 rebounds per ball game. So Loomis going with McDowell and also Anderson, Sundquist, Pearson, and also Houston in the starting lineup here tonight for head coach Dean Johnson. And the Wolves coming in a record of 17 wins, 5 losses on the season. Joker is 25-0. The Hornets will be dressed in the home standing white uniforms. Triple letter in the orange. They will go with Dustin Hastings, who's a 6'1" junior. Hastings averaging 6.9 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Ethan Franks is a 6-foot senior, averaging 11 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Jacob Finley is 6'1" junior, averaging 2.6 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Drew Roth, a 6'5" senior, averaging 18.1 points, 11.2 rebounds per game. And Trevor Bopp, the other starter, 6'3" senior, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Greens, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. And it's going to be Giltner basketball, and they're going to play things in here as Giltner will come out to Ethan Franks. It's going to be Loomis running in the zone defense to start things off here against the Giltner as they count the ball inside. They're going to get inside to a Trevor Poppin. Poppin comes out of the way. Cross-court pass comes over here to a Drew Hastings. Entry bounce, the ball is going to be deflected away. And he's loose and getting picked up here by Loomis. Long pass down the floor to get it down to the floor. So Giltner turns the ball over in their opening possession tonight. And the basket on the other end by Clay McDowell out of Loomis. 2-0 is the score. Here's Drew out with the ball. Now for Giltner. Comes out here to Ethan Franks. Franks out here in 3-point territory. Looks against that Loomis low defense. And the ball is getting kicked on the wing. It's going to go Giltner's way. Kicking violation called there on the Loomis defense. So it's going to be Giltner playing things in. Here's Franks, triple penetration to the free throw line. Shot to the end there. It's going to be no good. Franks on the line. It's going to be picked up here by Matt Houston. Here comes Houston back the other way for Loomis. Gets into the offensive zone. Sundquist has got it. Comes across the top down to Caitlin Anderson. Anderson on the wing to McDowell. Moves it down to the baseline there. That's going to be Pearson with the ball on the wing. Houston dribbling inside. Kicks it back out on the wing. Caitlin Anderson is shot inside the free throw circle. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Lost out of bounds. Bounce off of the hands of Matt Houston. It was knocked out of his hands there by Giltner. That's going to be Loomis trying things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket just in the way. 6:39 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Loomis out on top of Giltner here tonight. There's a shot to the left side. It's going to go good by Houston. In fact, it's blocked by Drew Hawks. Drew Hawks gets a block there. That's his 92nd block of the season. He's averaging 3.6 blocks per ball game for Giltner. Here's a Houston with the ball, comes back out on the elbow, right side, Anderson drives down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out. It's going to be a Giltner in this man-to-man defense here. Loomis trying to penetrate, Anderson off of the baseline, his shot's going to be short. Ball is tipped, and it's going to be picked up here by Hott of Giltner. Hott gets it away now to Ethan Price. Price working it backward here, comes to the near sidelines of Dustin Hastings, down in the baseline, Jake Finley, out of Hastings, down on top. That's Ethan Price with the ball. Rainbow pass comes over here to Jake Finley. Free throw line extended left side, throws it down the corner, right side, first ball. Moving on the bounce, is saved by Franks, but Loomis went down with it back to the right. It's going to be McDowell. He can't control it. The ball is deflected on the bounce by Giltner. So a turnover on Giltner on their offensive end. Loomis tried their best to turn over it. Giltner knocks the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Loomis playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:45 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Loomis out on top of second-ranked Giltner here tonight for the district championship ball game.
Kaylin Anderson has the ball, keeping it corner on the left side. Anderson comes out between the range now to a Sundquist, brings it back to the left side to Anderson. Long range double for the three. Josh Anderson hits a three-pointer. He's hitting 50% of his three so far this year. And there's one right there. 5-0 in the score. Loomis has got the lead. Out of bounds, deflected out of bounds over there by the Wolves. And into the ball game for Gilton here is going to be Dylan Hendricks. Dylan Hendricks into the ball game. Now averaging 3.2 points and 1.4 rebounds per ball game. 5-0 is the score. It is Gilton. Grabbing the ball game, 2 little stroke penetration. That's a Hendricks taking the ball to the free throw line down the baseline to Kreitzer. Shot from 10. It's going to be no good. Rebound poked out of bounds there by Kreitzer. It's going to be Loomis basketball. Loomis with 5 minutes here. We're 3 minutes into the ball game, and Gilton still has not scored in this one. 5-0 is the score. Loomis is on top of the second ranked Hornets here today. Here's a Sundquist with the ball now for Loomis. Gets the ball over there to the far side to Anderson. Brings it down in the corner to the right side. Now to Loomis. Right to Sundquist. For Loomis. Bounce pass goes inside. Going for the hole. It's off the back. Loomis is going to go good. Rebound comes down to Hendricks of Gilton. Over here inside right to Dustin Hastings. Out on top now to Ethan Price as he holds the ball out here. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner again to Hastings. Rounds the baseline. Double team. Hastings gets it away. Now to Ryan Flyers into the ball game. Out of the free throw line, that's Hot with the ball. Hot goes down in the corner to a Dustin Hastings. Back inside, there's Hot. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Scrambling for the rebound. Hot's got it again. Follow shot no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Pryor in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Pryor again for Gilton. He clears it back out here to Kreitzer. He'll take a three. His shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Loomis. Four shots of the bucket there for Gilton. They couldn't convert. Loomis back the other way. McDonald's got it. Now here to Houston. Drives the base here. Drives the left side of the lane. Pushes it down to the court to Sundquist. Back down the top. Down to McDonald. Entry pass to the inside to Pearson. Josh Pearson has nailed a 3-2 in this first quarter. Loomis is out on top of Gilton now by the score of 7-0. 3:44 to play in this first quarter from C.L. Jones to Nancy in Linden. Ethan Price with the ball in the wing on the right side. Dribble penetration. Stops inside the free throw circle. That gives the ball away to Hendricks. Back inside, down the corner to Hastings. Back out of the wing, and Franks dribbles inside. It's really good. Ethan Franks scoring there for Gilton. That's their first field goal. And it comes at the 3:25 mark in this first quarter. 72 is the score now. The Wolves have the lead over for Gilton. There's a set twist of the ball. Comes out between the rings. That's going to be Pearson with it now. Pearson to McDonald on the wing. Ray McDonald holds the ball. Out to Pearson again. Out to looks like Matt Houston with the ball now, top of the key as they move over here to Clay McDonald on the elbow. Right side, right in the second place as he holds the ball, bounce pass goes inside and Pearson goes back to the basket. Out here with Houston, double penetration, it's out of the lane. Matt Houston scoring there for Loomis, has got a 9-2 ball game. The Wolves have the lead over Gilton here tonight. Gilton really threw the ball out of bounds. Ethan Price stands on the far sideline. Comes over here to Hastings into the fourth court. Left baseline. Entry pass to Hot. Ducks it away. Sounds up and in. Drew Hot gets the assist there. Fire gets the field goal for Gilton. And Fire gets a field goal for Gilton. That's his first goal in the ball game. 9-4 now. There's Loomis driving back the other way. Shot up there by Houston. No good. Chip shot by Houston. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hot of Gilton. Drew Hot is a force on the boards. He's averaging 11 rebounds per ball game. 18 points for Gilton here now. We're going to time out here. So Hornets going to call a timeout. Matt Drew wants to talk things over. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here. The first quarter will take a break from the score. Loomis 9, Gilton 4.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gilton is a proud sponsor of all Gilton athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gilton.
In Gilton, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Gilton office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'm here on The Breeze, KLIQ, 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. Loomis surprising Gilton here in the district championship ball game early. 9-4 is the score. Gilton has got the ball as they pound it down there on the right baseline. They're working against the zone defense of Loomis. Entry pass, they get it to a fire at the free throw line. He throws the ball into the second row of the bleachers. A turnover on Gilton, that's the third of the ball game. That was nowhere close. As Fire throws it into the third row of the bleachers on the far sideline. The Wolves have a 5-point lead, 9-4 is the score. Here's McDonald with the ball for Loomis. Jump pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. First turnover on Loomis. The ball picked out of there by Jake Finger and Gilton. Gets it in the hands now of Kyle Hawthorne is into the ball game for Gilton. One is a little about 10 players deep. Out of the baseline, here's Poppin. His shot goes off of the front iron. No good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up by McDonald. Clay McDonald runs it back the other way for Loomis. Hesitates, drives inside the collision. Foul is called. Blocking foul. A blocking foul here on Kyle Hawthorne and Gilton. That's going to be his first. First team foul on the Hornets. In the first quarter of play, it's going to send Loomis in a free throw line. This is Clay McDonald. Right to the line here for Loomis. He's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. 62% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to go good. He'll get one more. Loomis is a team hitting 51% of the free throw tosses so far this year. Edwin Anderson comes back into the ball game now. Roy Loomis replacing the scene. Sunquist. Again, another free throw coming up here for Clay McDonald. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. 10-4 is the score now. Loomis. Out on top of the Gilton Hornets in high school basketball here tonight for Midland. Now Loomis will attack here in backcourt. Gilton will bring the ball up. Dustin Hastings has got the ball. He throws the ball out of bounds. Hastings on the near sideline trying to go the opposite way to the far sideline. He threw it out of bounds. Trying to get it to Ethan Kratz over there and throws it in the first row of the bleachers. Right into the Gilton student body section. That's four turnovers now on the Hornets here in the first quarter. Right, Gilton off to a slow start here tonight. 10-4 is the score. Loomis has got the ball back. Get out of the baseline to Vonnebaker. Now inside now to Anderson down the left corner. A shot is taken there. It's going to go good from 3 minutes back. Great. The rebound comes down to Gilton. There's to Dustin Hastings with the ball. The cracks goes over to the right side. A three-pointer by Finley. Up there, no good. Rebound Dustin Hastings. An offensive board here for Gilton. Bounce pass comes out to Ethan Kratz. Kratz holding the ball. Dribbles out here. Give it 10 seconds right now. Loomis stays in that zone. Kratz dribbles right to the free throw line. Stops there. Still got the ball. Has to get rid of it. Jake Finley. Now the near side right. They get it over here to a Trevor Poppin. He's into the ball game. Now to get to Kratz. Kratz right now between the rings. The Dustin Hastings down to Poppin at the free throw line. Down here to go down to Kratz. Ethan holds the ball. Jump pass goes over. On the way to the right side of Jake Finley. Entry pass. They get it to Drew. He covers the ball. It's knocked away. Drew picks it back up. Now to Hastings. Down here to Corbin Kratz. He's shot for three. He's going to get there. No good. Rebound comes down to Loomis. Scott Gray has got the ball for the Wolves as he runs it back the other way. There's a long-range jumper from Anderson to the top of the key. A three-pointer, no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Gilton ball. 3.7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-4 is the score. Loomis out on top of second-ranked Gilton here tonight. Kratz with it, races it across the 10-second line now to Hastings. His shot at the buzzer is going to be no good. Rebound Drew Watt. His shot is going to be good. And does a bucket count? Yes. Now, wait a minute, we're going to have the officials. The officials are going to get together. That was a wrong. They're going to wave the bucket off. So, evidently, a clock malfunction there. They're going to wave the bucket off. The horn sounded after Duot put the ball down to the hole, but that was a wrong 4 seconds there. And evidently, some clock malfunctioning as the athletic director for Minden came in from the corner. And he talked to the officials and he waved that baby off. So, the first quarter comes to an end. Loomis is going to have the lead. The score, Loomis 10, Gilton 6. So listen to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Gilton and all the Gilton students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Gilton team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
JSGK Catering in Gilton has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Gilton athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Gilton Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Gilton Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Gilton students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Gilton Booster Club.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Gilton is a proud sponsor of all Gilton athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Gilton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Loomis out on top as the Wolves throw the basketball away. Loomis throwing the basketball away here on the possession. So the Wolves commit their second turnover of the ballgame. 10-4 is the score. Giltner is trailing in the ballgame. Here's Poppin. And Poppin is going to be fouled on a play back the other way. Trevor Poppin is fouled on a play there by Loomis. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Giltner playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The ball's going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up here by McNall. He drives, shoots, and scores. Clay McNall getting it on the Giltner turnover. That's five turnovers now on Giltner in the ballgame. 12-4 is the score now. It's Loomis out on top of the Giltner Hornets in high school basketball tonight. Ethan Kreintz gets the ball to Drew Lotz. Down the right side of the lane to Drew Poppin. The ball is going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on. It's going to be brought out of there by Josh Earsom. His sixth turnover on Giltner. We're in the second quarter of play, and it's now a 12-4 ball game as the Hornets are trailing in the contest to Loomis. Driving the baseline here is going to be McNull. His jump pass is going to be intercepted by Giltner. It's going to be a turnover on Loomis. That's their third in the ball game. Here's Ott back the other way. A 10-footer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kalen Anderson. Anderson for Loomis takes it to the far sideline down to McNull. McNull moves it down to the baseline to a Josh Earsom. Back outside, a three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Houston. Rebound comes down to Drew Ott of Giltner. Ott gets the wall away now to Ethan Kreintz down the near sideline. Dustin Hastings has got it. 6:16 to play here in the second quarter. 12-4 the score. It is Loomis out on top of Giltner here tonight in the D24 district championship ball game. And here's a traveling violation on Giltner. Trying to take the ball in the hole. A traveling violation is called here on Giltner. That's going to be the seventh turnover on the Hornets here in this first quarter of play. Giltner in the first quarter hit only 17% of their shots. They were 2 out of 12 from the field, 17%. Loomis, 4 out of 9 for 44%. There's the Wolves right in front of the basket. And the shot is up and in. Shane Sundquist scoring there for Loomis. And the Wolves have a 10-point lead here over Giltner. 14-4 is the score. Loomis led at the end of the first quarter by the score of 10-4. Here's a Giltner with the ball back the other way. Jake Finley goes to the free throw line. Trevor Poppin over here on the left side to Hastings. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Houston for Loomis. Down the far sideline to Sundquist. Brings it into the offensive zone. Here comes Loomis with the ball, top of the key. Houston has got it. Moves it left side of the circle. Gets now here to McNull in 3-point territory. Moves it down on the baseline. That's going to be Sundquist. There's a long-range jumper. It's put up there. No good by Earsom. And the rebound comes down to Giltner. That's Jake Finley with the ball for Giltner. Down the near sideline to Hastings. Hustles into the forecourt. Bounce pass goes inside. Ott goes for the hole and scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Drew Ott. And it is a 14-6 ball game now. The Loomis Wolves out on top. We just reached the five-minute mark of this second quarter. Here's a Shane Sundquist with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Kalen Anderson. Down on the baseline, driving, shooting. Missing the shot is going to be Houston. And the rebound comes down to Ott of Giltner. Pass down the far sideline. Here come the Hornets. Jake Finley drives for the hole. Shot's going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought out of there by Kalen Anderson. Anderson gets the ball ahead. Now to Matt Houston. Drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Long rebound comes out to Houston now. Left side of the lane. And a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here with Golan Giltner. 4:34 to play. Here in the second quarter. 14-6 is the score. Loomis left at the end of the first quarter. 10-4. This has been all Loomis here tonight. Giltner playing back on their heels. Giltner had 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 for Loomis. Giltner was 0 out of 2 on 3-pointers in the first quarter, 1 out of 2 for Loomis. Giltner did not get to the free throw line. Loomis was 1 for 2. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. That's a turnover on Loomis. Giltner comes back and the ball tipped away from Dustin Hastings. That's the 8th turnover on Giltner as Loomis has got the ball back the other way. Dribbling to the free throw line is Sundquist. He puts up a shot. High into the air off of the back iron. It bounces off the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Giltner back the other way, and a foul is going to be called. Dylan Hendricks bringing the ball back to the floor there for Giltner, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Loomis. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play. In the second quarter, Shane Sundquist picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on Loomis here in this first half of play. Giltner will play things in. They've really struggled offensively in this one today. Here's a Dustin Hastings with the ball. Moves it over on the right side. That's going to be Clyer. He lobs the ball down on the left baseline to Dustin Hastings. Inside down to Ott. He puts it up there. The shot no good. Rebound Ott. Follow shot good. He is a moose. He is a machine to handle inside. Drew Ott with 4 points in the ball game, 14-8. Long range jumper by McNall for three. Shot no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Ott has got it, and the foul is called. Drew Ott grabs the ball in the lane there for Giltner, and the personal foul is going to be called here on Loomis. It's going to go on Matt Gray. That's going to be his first team foul, number three on the Wolves in this first half of play. 3:40 to go. 14-8 is the score. Loomis down on top. Here's a steal in backcourt by Earsom. He goes for the hole. Shot good. But that was Shane Sundquist. Sundquist getting the steal, and now he's pounding violation in backcourt. And the place is going berserk here at Minden tonight. Giltner back-to-back turnovers back here, and Loomis with an easy field goal, and now they'll have the ball back here. We've got a timeout again from Giltner. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Loomis 16, Giltner 8.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 16-8 is the score. Loomis is out on top of Giltner here tonight in this Class D2-4 district championship ball game from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. This has been all Loomis here tonight. Surprisingly, Giltner is having a tough time here with the Wolves. Giltner pounding the ball, or rather, Loomis pounding the ball inside to Thorell. His shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought out there by Giltner. Back the other way is Kreitz's shot from the baseline. Good. Ethan Kreitz scoring there for Giltner. That's his second field goal. And now Giltner is back to within 6 points here. 16-10 is the score. 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Minden here tonight. Here's Loomis with the ball back out here in the 3 point territory and a traveling violation. Kalen Anderson all alone out here between the rings is whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be five turnovers now in Loomis. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 16-10. Loomis has got a 6 point lead over Giltner. Wolves dropping back in defense. Here's a Hendricks dropping ball down low to Drew Ott. His shot's going to be deflected. The ball is loose out here. Hendricks grabs the ball. Jump ball is going to be called. Hendricks falls down to the wood here. He is tied up in the play by Shane Sundquist of Loomis. Jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Giltner, so the Hornets will play things in. Here on the near sideline, they're trailing by 6 points, 16-10. Here's Dustin Hastings with the ball. Brings it back here on the wing. That's a Dylan Hendricks. Hendricks moves to his left on a dribble. Feeds it inside down to Ott. Tries to put a man in the air. Goes up for the shot and scores. Drew Ott now with 6 points in the ball game for Giltner. That's a 16-12 ball game now, as the Hornets are back to within 4 points here. 2.5 minutes to play. There's a feed into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ott. That's the sixth turnover on Loomis in the ball game. Here's Dustin Hastings down the near sideline. They get it to Dylan Hendricks. He drives toward the goal and shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Matt Gray high in the air there for Loomis. He knocks the ball out of bounds there for the Wolves. Giltner will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2:16 to play. They're in the second quarter. 16-12 is the score. The Wolves lead the Hornets. Bounce pass goes inside to Ott again after he plays it into Ethan Kreitz, and he's fouled in the play. So Drew plays it in to Ethan Kreitz, and Kreitz gets it right back to Drew Ott going for the hole. Now we got a personal foul called here on Loomis. It's going to go on Matt Houston. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Wolves. And going to the free throw line for Giltner is going to be Drew Ott. And his first shot is up there and in. Ott now has 7 points in the basketball game for Giltner. He's a 54% foul shooter on the season. He's now 60 for 109 from the free throw line. And Giltner is back to within 3 points, 16-13. They fell behind by 10 just a couple of minutes ago at 14-4. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Matt Gray. So the score remains 16-13. Loomis has got the lead. Here's Caitlin Anderson with the ball. Comes over here to a Clay McNall. He dribbles to his left side. Takes it to the top of the key. Now to Matt Gray. Comes across the top to Rodemaker. Rodemaker on the wing to Anderson. Anderson bounce pass out on top again to McNall. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives the ball away now to Matt Gray. Gray right here at the free throw line. He throws it down on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. A turnover there on Loomis. That's their seventh of the ball game. Giltner has got nine turnovers. And now the Hornets can tie here with a three-point field goal. Bynes plays ball, the ball in. We're going to have the ball knocked back out of bounds, but it was last touched by Giltner. So a backcourt turnover here on the Hornets. Good defense by Loomis. So Loomis will get to play things in underneath their own basket here with 1:45 to play in the second quarter, where the ball is going to be Clay McNeil or Nick McNall as it goes inside to Earsom, and he's going to be fouled in the play as Earsom goes up with a shot. Personal foul going to be called here on Giltner, so we're going to have some free throws coming up here for Loomis. The personal foul goes on Trevor Poppin. That's going to be his first. To the free throw line will be Josh Earsom for Loomis, and his shot is up there, and the shot is good. Earsom now with 6 points in the ballgame. He's just a 34% foul shooter in the season. On the year, he hit 30 out of 88 free throws, but he connects on his first one here tonight. Dustin Hastings comes back into the ballgame now for Giltner, and going out will be Ryan Clyer. 17-13. Giltner is trailing. Second shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. By Earsom, and the rebound comes down to Ott of Giltner. Gets the ball away now to Kreitz. Kreitz to Dustin Hastings into the forecourt. Right wing, Jake Finley. Inside down to Kreitz. Moves it down to the baseline. Hastings, a shot for three. Good. Dustin Hastings hits a three ball there from Giltner from the deep right corner. And the Hornets are back within 1 point now, 17-16, with 1 minute 21 seconds to play here in quarter number two. From C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden, hopping inside is going to be Gray. Hit shots to be blocked down by Drew Ott. The rebound comes down to Loomis over here on the wing. McNall for three. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Ott. And now Giltner can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Running back the other way is Kreitz. Moves it down to the baseline. That's going to be popping. And we got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to be an offensive foul. An offensive foul called here on Giltner. It's going to go on Trevor Poppin. So Poppin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second in the ball game. Team foul number four on Giltner. No free throws here. So it's going to be Loomis playing the ball in here in backcourt. Under a minute to play now in the second quarter, 17-16. Loomis has got a one-point lead over Giltner. Here's McDonald with the ball for Loomis. Comes into the forecourt, drops it down to the baseline. Here's some short jumpers up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ott. Drew Ott with the ball now to Ethan Kreitz here in backcourt for Giltner. Loomis attacking back here. 30 seconds to play. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Earsom. It gets away to McNall. His shot no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It's on the baseline. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Loomis basketball. Last touch by Ott. So Loomis will play things in. 30.4 seconds to play. 30.4 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 17-16. Loomis with a lead. Clay McNall has got the ball. 3-point territory, hammers it inside to Gray. His shot is up there, it's good. Matt Gray gets the field goal. It's now 19-16. Loomis leading by three. Here comes Giltner back the other way down the far sideline. They get it to a Poppin. Poppin dribbles inside. He falls down. We got a foul call here on Loomis. Poppin moving the ball toward the goal, and he is fouled in a play here by Kalen Anderson of Loomis. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number five on the Wolves in the first half of play. 10.4 seconds to play in the second quarter. Loomis trailing. Loomis around it is on the top, 19-16. Here's Ott with the ball. He goes for the hole. Shots will be blocked down, and the foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Clay McNall. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on Loomis. Going to the free throw line for the Giltner Hornets is going to be Drew Ott. He's got 7 points in the ball game. He's got 7 of the 16 scored by the Hornets so far. In this first half of play, the shot is up there. It's good from the free throw line. He is now 2 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Giltner is not led in this ball game. It's 19-17. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. An offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good. Tip try. Good. The first shot was no good by Dustin Hastings. Drew Ott gets the tip. And that's going to be the end of the second quarter of play. We're at halftime here tonight. At the C.L. Jones Gymnasium, this is the D24 District Championship ball game. And Giltner has come back to tie things up here at halftime after trailing by 10 points early in the second quarter at 14-4. So Giltner comes back and outscores the Wolves 15-4 the rest of the way. And Giltner has got this ball game tied up at halftime. The score, it's Giltner 19, Loomis 19. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden tonight. We've got the D24 District Championship ball game. And at halftime, the score is Giltner 19 and Loomis 19. Our halftime show tonight brought to you by Allens of Hastings, the UGM Moore Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Loomis jumped out the early lead here in this one. Giltner was plagued by turnovers in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Loomis led by the score of 7-0 a couple of minutes into the ball game. In fact, the first field goal by Giltner did not occur until the 3:25 mark of that first period. By then, Loomis had built a 7-2 lead. Loomis went ahead 9-2 and eventually ended the quarter with a score at 10-4 in favor of Loomis. The Wolves then scored the first 4 points of the second quarter to go out on top by 10 points for the first time at 14-4. But then it was Giltner dominating the second half or the second quarter of play as they outscore Loomis the rest of the way. After Loomis jumped out to that 10-point lead, they come back and outscore him by a margin of 15-4. And now we're tied up at halftime. The score is 19 points apiece. Giltner and Loomis here tonight in the D24 District Championship ball game at C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight on The Breeze. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue on KLIQFM.com.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Allens Superstore. Shopping centered around. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore, Allens Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. D24 District Championship ball game. Giltner 19, Loomis 19 here tonight. Giltner, 10 turnovers in this first half of play. They are 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. All those free throws from Drew Ott. And Ott is leading the way so far. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He has got 4 field goals, and he is 2 out of 4 from the line for his 10 points. Only 3 other guys have scored for Giltner. Ethan Kreitz has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Dustin Hastings has got a 3-pointer for 3. Ryan Clyer has got a field goal and 2 points here tonight for Giltner. The scoring for Loomis in the ball game, Josh Earsom has got 6 points. He's got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Clay McNall in the first half. He's got a couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Shane Sundquist has got a field goal. In fact, he's got 2 field goals here in the first half for 4 points. Matt Gray has got a field goal for 2. And Matt Houston has got a field goal and 2 points. Loomis 2 out of 4 from the free throw line as well. And officially, they've got 7 turnovers in the basketball game. We're at halftime. It is Giltner 19, Loomis 19 in boys high school play. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show. We'll have more after this.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden tonight. Boys High School basketball on the Breeze. It is Giltner 19, Loomis 19. Here at the break, got the shooting numbers in the ball game after Giltner shot just 2 out of 12 in the first quarter for 17%. The Hornets 6 out of 13 in the second quarter for 46%. And Giltner now at halftime hitting 8 out of 25 shots for 32%. Loomis, after getting out to a great start tonight, 4 out of 9 from the field for 44%. They were just 4 out of 14 in the second quarter for 29%. So the Wolves are hitting 8 out of 23 in the first half for 35%. On three-pointers, Giltner just 1 out of 4 for 25%. Same story for Loomis, 1 out of 4 for 25%. Rebounds, Giltner crushing the Wolves on the boards, 20-9. They had the advantage, including 9-2 on the offensive end. Giltner has got 12 turnovers. Loomis has got 7. Giltner has got 4 steals in the ball game. Loomis has got 6. For the free throw line, both teams are 2 out of 4 for 50%. Block shots, Giltner has got 2, and Loomis has got 2. So the halftime numbers pretty well evened up, too. And the score is even up on the scoreboard. It's 19-19 here at the break. Again, the class D2 games are going on here tonight. In classes D1 and D2, we've got the district championship games going on. Kennesaw is playing tonight at Kearney Catholic against Overton. And at last check, it is Kennesaw with a lead, 12-8 over Overton. So 12-8, Kennesaw has got the lead. The other class D2 games going on tonight, Fall City Sacred Heart is playing Hampton. Giltner Hare against Loomis. You've got Howells against Elkhorn Valley. Why not against Stewart, Brady against Hayes Center, and Arthur County up against Layton. Class D1 also holding their district championship games here tonight. Pawnee City playing Deschler. Guardian Angels Central Catholic against Bancroft Rosalie. Randolph against St. Mary's. Humphrey St. Francis against High Plains Community. Kennesaw against Overton. And Sandhills Thetford is playing Paxton. 6 district champions from Class D1, 6 district champions from D2 will advance to the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Action will get underway on Thursday. A couple of wild card teams from each class also will be making the trip to Lincoln. Giltner in pretty good shape for a wild card in the event they drop one here tonight. The same cannot be said for the Loomis Wolves. They are currently in 4th place in the point standings as far as the wild card is concerned. And it's going to be a nip and tuck if they happen to lose this ball game if they qualify for the state tournament. But the teams ahead of them are Howells, Giltner, and Why Not. The teams that are directly behind them in the wild card point standing, Sterling, Brady, and Fall City Sacred Hearts. So we're at halftime. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show tonight on the Breeze. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here in Minden as we start the second half of play. We're tied up at 19 points apiece after Loomis had a 10-point lead earlier the second quarter at 14-4. Now tied up at 19 points apiece. Loomis will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. They've got the ball to begin this second half. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be no good by Anderson. Rebound comes down to Giltner. So Giltner has a chance to go ahead for the first time here in this possession. Dustin Hastings has got the ball. Comes out to Ethan Kreitz. He's double-teamed. Comes across the top. That's Finley with the ball. Finley now to Ott at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Comes back here to Finley. Now to Ott. Right side of the lane. He's shot up there and in. First lead of the ball game for Giltner. Drew Ott now with 12 points in the ball game, and Giltner has got the lead by a score of 21-19 with 7:10 remaining here in the third quarter. That's the first lead for the Hornets here tonight after trailing by 10 early in the second period. There's a Houston with the ball now for Loomis. Gets it out here to McDowell. Clay McDowell holds the ball here against Ethan Kreitz. Entry pass. They get it to Houston at the elbow. Dumps the ball down low. Now back to Houston. It's not to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Dustin Hastings, and the ball is recovered by Giltner. Ethan Kreitz comes back the other way. Gets it to Hastings on the near side. Down in the corner. They get it to Finley. Entry pass. They get it inside to Ott. And the shot is up and in. Drew Ott now with 14. It is 23-19 as Giltner has scored the first 4 points here in the second half. There's a long-range jumper. No good by Sundquist. And the ball is lost out of bounds. Lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Dustin Hastings for Giltner. It'll be Loomis playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:28 to play here in the third quarter. 23-19. Giltner now with the lead. There's a McNall with the ball. Works it inside. That's a Houston. He turns. He falls down with the ball. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Houston is tying up on a play, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Giltner. So the Hornets will have it on the Wolves turnover. That's 8 turnovers on Loomis here in the ballgame. 6:21 to play in the third quarter. 23-19. Giltner has got the lead for the first time tonight. We're in the third period. Here's Ethan Kreitz with the ball. Races it up the floor. Gets it away to Drew Ott. He powers his way to the basket, and he's fouled on the play. Boy, Loomis, just no answers for Drew Ott here tonight. And the personal foul is going to be called on the Wolves. That's going to send Drew to the free throw line for Giltner. The foul is going to be called on Josh Earsom. That's going to be his first. First team foul on the Wolves here in the second half. And the shot from the free throw line by Ott is good. A University of Iowa football recruit here. Wrapping up his career at Giltner. He has got 15 points in the ballgame. Make it 16 as the second free throw goes down the hole. And now Giltner is out on top with a score of 25-19. And now Loomis wants to call a timeout. Head coach Steve Johnson wants to call a timeout as the Wolves have been outscored 6-0 here to start the third quarter. We'll take a break. 6:10 to play in the third quarter. The score is now Giltner 25, Loomis 19.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Loomis looking for answers here in the second half. They've been outscored 6-0. Loomis has the ball in their offensive zone here. Now trailing in the ballgame by a score of 25-19. Giltner has gotten to a zone defense here. McDowell has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side down on the baseline to Earsom. The shot is up and in. Josh Earsom, a short jumper from the left baseline. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame, 25-21. Giltner now with a 4-point lead. Hornets have the basketball as they face some pressure here in backcourt. Ethan Kreitz has the ball knocked out of his hands into the scorer's table. Good defense there by Clay McNall of Loomis. That'll be Giltner playing things in here in the near sideline. You get it to Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz out here in 3-point territory. Entry pass to get it to Ott at the free throw line. Dribbles it down the lane. His jump pass will be intercepted. Intercepted by Houston. That's the 13th turnover on Giltner in the ball game. McNall has got it now at the free throw line. Kicks it out here. 3-pointer put up there and in. Kalen Anderson hits a 3-pointer there for Loomis. It's now a 25-24 ball game as the Wolves, following the timeout, come back with 5 points of their own. Here's a Giltner back with the ball on their offensive end. It's Jake Finley over here on the right side to Dustin Hastings. Dribble penetration into the lane. Dumps it down low to Poppin. His shot is up there and in. Trevor Poppin scores for Giltner. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 27-24. Giltner with a 3-point lead. Here's Shane Sundquist with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline. Dribbling down there is Anderson. Moves to his left on the dribble. Comes out here between the circles. Down to Sundquist. Over here to a Clay McNall. McNall moves it over here to Houston. Moves it down on the baseline to Earsom. Back out on the wing. There's a Sundquist. Moves it to the top of the key. Now to Kalen Anderson. On the wing on the right side of McNall. Dribbles it back inside. Here's a pass down to Earsom. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz has got it now for Giltner into the offensive scoring zone. Down in the corner to Finley. Inside now to Poppin, and he's fouled in the play. Quick little pass there by Jake Finley from the corner. They get it right back inside to Poppin, and he is fouled in the play here by Loomis. And now Poppin goes to the free throw line for Giltner with 4:24 to play in the third quarter. 27-24, Giltner out on top. Matt Gray picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Poppin's free throw is up there short. Barely draws by, and they'll have one more. Poppin just a 48% foul shooter on the season. Now 31 out of 65 from the free throw line. Giltner 27, Loomis 24 here in the district championship ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to call in the rebound. Poppin misses both free throws. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Ott. That's going to be his first, a rebounding foul on Drew Ott. ...27-24, Giltner is out on top. Loomis has got the basketball back in their offensive zone. McNall has got it, free throw line extended, right side. Cross-court pass comes to Anderson. Now to McNall again on the right wing. McNall sends it across the top to Houston. He holds the ball down in the corner here to a Kalen Anderson. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to his right, comes out between the circles to Sundquist. Over on the wing on the right side of McNall. Moves it down to the baseline to Houston. Back out of the wing on the right side to Sundquist. He holds it. Moves it back down in the corner here against this zone. Matt Gray comes over here in the wing on the left side. The ball tipped out of bounds. Dylan Hendricks tipping the ball out of bounds there for Giltner. So it'll be Loomis playing it in here on the near sideline. Anderson gets it in now to Clay McNall. He stomps out here in three-point territory. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. That's Anderson with the ball. Anderson down to McNall on the wing on the right side. Diagonal pass comes over here in the left corner. Sundquist, they work it inside now to Houston. His reverse layup is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes to the baseline. It's picked up there by Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz has got it now for Giltner. Gets it into the hands now of Dustin Hastings down in the corner. To Dylan Hendricks down to a Dustin Hastings. They work it back outside. Clyer has got the ball over to Kreitz. Moves it out in the corner. Dustin Hastings. Loomis stays in the zone defense. Back outside. Dylan Hendricks hops into the lane. Lobs it down low to Drew Ott. Double team, triple team, and a double dribble violation is called on Ott. A double dribble violation is called on Drew Ott. That's going to be the 14th turnover on Giltner here in the ball game. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The score is 27-24. Giltner is out on top by 3 points here in this one. High school basketball action tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. We're at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden tonight. Loomis has got the ball back in their offensive zone. McNall has got it out here. McNall dribble penetration. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Loomis turnover as it goes out of bounds. 9 turnovers on Loomis here in the ball game. And now Giltner will play things in here in backcourt. Loomis will attack back here with Shane Sundquist. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone type pressure now for Loomis. Giltner breaks it easily as they bring the ball into the offensive zone. Dylan Hendricks has got it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there. His shot is going to be too hard. Rebound loose in the lane. That's going to be picked up here by Giltner. Picked up by Dylan Hendricks back outside to Ethan Kreitz. He moves the ball down on the baseline. We got a jump ball called. Flyer is tied up on the play there by Clay McNall of Loomis. A jump ball is called on the alternating jump. It'll be going the way of Loomis. 27-24. The Wolves can tie here with a 3-point field goal. Matt Gray has got the ball now to Kalen Anderson. Anderson left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down to McNall as he holds the ball here for Loomis on the wing. They get it outside now to Rodemaker, who's back into the ball game. Rodemaker now to Sundquist. Pass over here again to McNall. Entry pass down low. A shot taken by Gray. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Ott. Drew Ott has got the ball for Giltner. 2:26 to play in the third quarter. Pressure back here. Ethan Kreitz jump pass across the 10-second line. Driving toward the goal. Dishing off down to Ott. A shot no good. Gets his own ball back. Rebounds and scores. Drew Ott gets the field goal. He's now got 18 in the ball game. Giltner is out on top by 5 points. It's 29-24. McNall down in the corner to, down to right now is going to be Kalen Anderson. Anderson goes over on the wing on the right side to McNall. Moves it down on the baseline. Sundquist, entry pass. They get it in there to Kalen Anderson. His pass is going to be deflected and is brought round by Giltner. A turnover on Loomis. That's their 10th turnover of the ball game. Giltner comes back the other way. 1:46 to play here in the third quarter. There's a Kleiner with the ball. Right at the elbow. He has it poked away. Picked up by Sundquist. Driving back the other way. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Jake Finley of Giltner. Jake Finley has got the ball. And now the Hornets will hold things up here. Things getting a little ragged here in this third quarter. 90 seconds to play in the third. Giltner has got a 29-24 advantage over Loomis here tonight. There's Ethan Kreitz inside the free throw circle. It's not good. Ethan Kreitz hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And Giltner out on top now by seven. It is 31-24 with 1 minute, 11 seconds to play. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Hornets. There's Anderson with the ball. His long range jumper is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz comes back the other way. 2-on-2. His pass in the lane is going to be deflected. And it's picked up here by Loomis. Pressure here in backcourt. Now a foul is called. Giltner turns the ball over for the 16th time. Then they commit the personal foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Dylan Hendricks. That's going to be his first. So 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Giltner 31. And Loomis 24. The Wolves will play things in here in backcourt. As Kyle Rodenbaker's getting ready to cue the ball in. Kyle Giltner had only four players out there. Here comes the fifth one back out of the floor. Head coach Matt Drew for Giltner. Loomis has got the ball. Here's Houston down here on the baseline on the left side. Jump pass goes back out of the wing to McDonald. Up on the right side. Good. McDonald cans the jumper. A long two-pointer. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. 31-26. Giltner out on top by five. Here's Hawthorne with the ball. Kyle Hawthorne, who's back into the ball game for the Hornets. Got the ball on the wing on the right side, looking to penetrate. Takes it to the elbow. A shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose and it's picked up by Loomis. Back the other way, down the near sideline. Mignola's got it. He fires up a two. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Giltner and a foul is called. Drew Hastings got the rebound there for the Hornets. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on the Wolves. 15.9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Giltner 31. Loomis 26. The Wolves led the entire first half. We were tied up at halftime at 19 points apiece. Then Giltner scores the first 6 points of the third quarter to grab the lead 25-19, and that's the lead they have not relinquished here. In the remainder of the third, now up by 5 points, 31-26. Clock is running. Down to 10 seconds to play. Jake Finley, a pass here to Ethan Kreitz in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Ethan Kreitz scores in the lane. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 2 seconds. 1 second. A shot by McNall from half court. Is off of the rim, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play here in the D24 District Championship ball game. The score, it is Giltner 33, Loomis 26.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Giltner out of top of Loomis to score 33-26 to begin the fourth and final quarter here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden here tonight. The D24 District Championship ball game. The winner moves on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln next week. Here's Giltner attacking the basket. A shot by Poppin is going to be no good. Rolls off of the front iron and the rebound comes down to Loomis. Here come the Wolves back the other way. Houston drives it. Shot's going to be partially deflected and a foul is called. Matt Houston taking the ball right to the hole there, but he is fouled in a play by Giltner. This will be a two-shot foul, and Matt Houston will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Drew Ott. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Hornets here in this second half of play. Houston to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's a 58% foul shooter in the season. That's his first free throw of the night. That's only the sixth free throw that Loomis has shot this evening. They're 2 out of 6 from the line now. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ott for Giltner. So the score remains 33-26 in favor of the Hornets. Giltner has got the ball as they come across the 10-second line. They get it over there to Dustin Hastings on the deep wing to Poppin. Drops the ball down low. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Ott. He's found in the play. Drew Ott scores again. He hesitates underneath the basket there. Got a couple of wolves to jump out of their pants. And Drew Ott puts the field goal down. He's now got 20 points in the ball game, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 35-26. Giltner with a lead, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Drew. And the rebound comes down here to the Wolves. So it's now a 35-26 ball game. Giltner has got the lead here in this fourth quarter of play. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. Loomis back in their offensive zone. And now we got a whistle out here. And somebody lose their sneaker. That was Kalen Anderson. He lost his left sneaker. They're going to give him time to get things tied back up here. 7:06 to play in the ball game. Giltner with a lead over Loomis. The score is 35-26. Giltner looking for their 29th straight win here tonight, dating back to last season. They lost in the district finals a year ago. They won 3 games in the state tournament, won the state championship a year ago, and they have not lost since. They've won 25 games this year. They're 25-0 and ranked number 2 in Class D2. There's a ball lobbed down on the baseline to Earsom, and shots up and in. Josh Earsom scoring there. He's got 10 points in the ball game now for Loomis, and the score is now 35-28. It's Giltner with a lead. Ethan Kreitz with the ball. He dribbles left side of the lane, takes the ball down to the baseline. Jump pass comes out on top to Dustin Hastings. Fakes the three, takes it to the free throw line. Gets it down to Drew Ott at the elbow. Left side of the lane to Poppin. Poppin now out to Jake Finley. Finley moves the ball out here to Ethan Kreitz as the Loomis fans right in front of us trying to spur their team on defensively. They lob it inside again to Ott. Takes the ball down to the baseline and he scores. Nobody can stop him. He's got 22 points in the ball game for Giltner. It's now 37-28. Again, a 9-point lead. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Earsom. He's fouled on the play. A personal foul going to be called on Drew Ott. That might be one way to stop the guy, and that's put him on the bench. He's got 3 fouls now, 22 points offensively. Going to the free throw line will be Josh Earsom for Loomis. And a shot is up there, and the shot is good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. Giltner in the third quarter, 6 out of 8. From the field, 75%. Loomis just 3 out of 12 for 25%. No 3-pointers for Giltner. Loomis was 2 out of 5. Next shot is up there. It's good. 37-30 is the score. Giltner with a 7-point lead. Ethan Kreitz has got the ball here at backcourt. Kreitz goes over in the far sideline. Dustin Hastings. He rockets his way into the offensive zone down the far sideline. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Matt Houston. Houston has got it now for Loomis as they come back the other way. Houston, top of the key, a long-range jumper, good. They give him just 2 points there. His foot was on the line. And now Matt Drew wants to call a timeout as the Wolves are back to within 5 points. 5:39 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Giltner 37, Loomis 32.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In Class D1 tonight, Overton is now leading Kennesaw at the end of 3 quarters. It's Overton 35 and Kennesaw 33. So a 2-point ball game there. Overton leading Kennesaw by a score of 35-33. In Class D1 district championship game. That is D1-5 being played at Kearney Catholic tonight. We're at D2-4. C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. We're tied up at 19 points apiece at halftime. Giltner has now got a 5-point lead, 37-32. Loomis will attack here in backcourt with pressure. Giltner breaks it easily with a pass down the near sideline. Poppin comes out of the wing to Finley, moves it to the far sideline to Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz with the ball here as now Loomis They'll stay in the zone defense as they back off of that full court pressure. Ott's got the ball at the free throw line over on the wing. To Kreitz, moves it over here to Finley. Back out to Kreitz, dribble penetration. Now to Finley. Takes a look at the three. Takes the three and misses. Ball tapped out. Finley has got the ball on the baseline. Comes back out to Poppin at the free throw line. So Giltner maintains control of the ball. We're down to 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Giltner has got a 5-point lead, 37-32. Here's a pass to the free throw line to Finley. Drops it down low to Poppin. His shot is up and in. Poppin now with 4 points in the ball game, 39-32. Giltner leading by seven. Here comes Loomis back with the ball quickly. Matt Houston has got it. Dribble penetration. Pops it up from about 12 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Clyer for Giltner. Clyer gets it away to Ethan Kreitz. Long pass ahead to Finley. Finley moves the ball right side of the lane to Clyer. Out to Finley. Back from the left wing. A shot by Kreitz is up and in. A three-pointer. Ethan Kreitz throws up a tray from the left wing. And Giltner has the biggest lead of the ball game now at 42-32. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Driving down the lane is McNall. His shot no good. Rebound Ott. Drew has got the ball here in backcourt. Gets it away to Ethan Kreitz. So now Giltner has got a 10-point lead. 42-32. They've got the basketball. A pass down to Clyer. Gets it out here on the wing. Finley shot good. Three. Jake Finley hits a three ball, and Giltner is out on top by 13. 45-32. Back the other way comes Loomis. There's Earsom shot up and in. Josh Earsom scores right side of the goal down here. He's got 14 points in the ball game. And now Loomis head coach Steve Johnson wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Giltner 45, Loomis 34.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com and on your smartphones at m.KLIQFM.com. We're in Minden here tonight. There's the ball. It's going to be deflected and it's going to be intercepted here by Loomis as Giltner turns the ball over in backcourt. That's their 18th turnover of the ball game, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Dustin Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number five on Giltner. So the Hornets with 18 turnovers in this ball game. Loomis will now play things in here in backcourt, or actually in front court. They're going to play it in from underneath their own basket here. Loomis trailing in the ball game by 11. It's 45-34. Here's Matt Houston with the ball. Goes over in the wing on the right side to Sundquist. Sundquist now McNall over here on the left side to Anderson. It's shot for three. No good. Fire grabs the rebound for Giltner. Gets it away to Kreitz. Ethan dribbles behind his back, hustles into the forecourt. Nice feed to Finley. Shot up there, no good. Tip try by Ott, no good. And the rebound to Gray, and he's fouled in the play. Coming into the ball game now for Giltner is going to be Dustin Hastings. No foul call here. Evidently, Giltner grabbed the ball down here. They were out of bounds, so it'll be Loomis playing the ball in. Here in backcourt with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the ball game. Giltner has got the lead, 45-34. Loomis with the ball. McNall, jump pass goes inside. Gray wasn't looking for it. Now he grabs it. His shot is up and in. Gray kind of bobbled with the ball there, got it under control, and goes up with a shot and hits it. And now Giltner turns the ball again away. That one goes off of the fingertips of Drew Ott out of bounds. 19 turnovers in the ball game now for Giltner. Into the ball game now will be Kyle Rademacher for Loomis. Coming out is going to be Shane Sundquist. 45-36 is the score. Giltner has got a 9-point lead. We're down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Down in the left corner is going to be Kalen Anderson. Moves to his right on the dribble. Comes out here to Rademacher. Rademacher over on the wing on the right side to Kalen Anderson. Moves it down in the corner. That's Matt Houston with the ball. Houston comes out on the wing again to Kalen Anderson. Anderson holds it. There's a pass. Going to be deflected. Ethan Kreitz goes after it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner ball. So Loomis turns the ball over for the 11th time here tonight. Sundquist comes back in. Here comes Rademacher to the bench. Head coach Steve Johnson and the Loomis Wolves. Loomis 17-5 in the season, currently sitting in fourth place in the point standing as far as the wild card is concerned. They'll be on the bubble if they drop one here tonight. Giltner has got the lead, though, by 9 points at 45-36. Here's Dustin Hastings with the ball. His pass out on top is deflected, but it's picked up by Drew Lott of Giltner. Right here at the top of the three-point circle. Gives it away to Ethan Kreitz. 2:15 to play. Giltner has got the ball in their offensive zone. Here's a Trevor Poppin. Trevor Poppin goes here to Dustin Hastings. Now down in the corner to Kreitz. They get it inside to Drew Lott, to Kreitz. Now to Dustin Hastings again. Here's Finley with the ball right side of the lane. Finley now to Ethan Kreitz out here 25 feet away from the basket. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Trevor Poppin, and we're going to have a personal foul called as Poppin was driving the ball to the hole for Giltner. And a foul is going to be called on Loomis with a minute and 53 seconds to play. Sundquist picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So Giltner will play things in. It's only the 15 foul on Loomis here in the second half of play. So Giltner will play things in. No free throws. Finley gets the ball to Ethan Kreitz out here as he backs up near the 10-second line. Picked up out there by Anderson. There's a pass left side of the lane. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down by Loomis. Another turnover on Giltner, their 20th of the ball game. Anderson ends up with it here. Anderson goes to McNall. Dribbles into the lane. Shovels it away down to the baseline to Earsom. Now down on the baseline left side. Houston shot no good. Ott grabs the rebound. Drew Ott gets it for Giltner. Now to Ethan Kreitz. We're down to a minute and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 45-36, Giltner by 9 points. Drew Ott down on the right side now, down to the baseline to Finley. Comes way out on top again to Ethan Kreitz as he holds the ball there against Anderson. Jump pass comes over here to Trevor Poppin. Poppin moves it to the left side. Dustin Hastings out of the far sideline to Kreitz, now to Jake Finley. A minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Giltner has got a 9-point lead. Popping at the free throw line. He's not looking to shoot either. Comes back out into 3-point territory, and a foul is going to be called. They got the ball to Ethan Kreitz, and he's going to be fouled here by Kalen Anderson for Loomis. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Wolves, so still no free throws. The next foul for Loomis will send Giltner to the free throw line here. We got just 56.3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Giltner leading by the score of 45-36 tonight. The boys' high school basketball from the C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. Kreitz with the ball. Jump pass comes from the near sideline. It's going to be over the head of Trevor Poppin out of bounds. So Giltner turns it away here. Late in the ball game. That's their 21st turnover of this ball game. 45-36. Giltner has got a 9-point lead. Loomis going to look for a quick shot here as they throw the ball around to the right side. Here's a rainbow pass over here to the wing on the left side to Clay McNall. His entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Poppin. Poppin has got it now to Finley. Back outside to Ethan Kreitz with 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Giltner holding on to a 9-point lead. Ethan Kreitz out here near the 10-second line. Kreitz dribbling with the ball. He has still got it. Now he's going to be fouled in a play here by Shane Sundquist. That's going to be his third. Most of Giltner's wins this year have been by blowouts. They had a 2-point win over Overton, a 3-point win over Exeter Milligan this year, a 4-point win over Bruning Davenport Shickley. Other than that, all double-digit wins for Giltner so far this season and running the record at 25-0 on the year. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in by Ethan Kreitz. Giltner, the defending Class D2 state champions, will be back in the state tournament field again this year. They'll play next Thursday down in Lincoln. Next shot is up there is good. So Ethan Kreitz now with 13 points in the ballgame, and Giltner is back out on top by 11, 47-36. Here's Sundquist with the ball. Now we got a whistle, and we've got, let's see, it's going to be Loomis playing the ball in the far sideline. I thought we had some, maybe a timing problem here as the official is going to confer out here in 3-point territory. Everything's going to be okay, I guess. And with 20.9 seconds to play, it'll be Loomis playing it in from the far side. Matt Houston will get things in. Now to Sundquist. Brings it back to Houston. Takes a quick three. His shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound McNall. He keeps it alive here to Earsom. Back outside of the wing to Sundquist. His shot for three is no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's being Giltner ball. So 10.3 seconds to play. Giltner is going to win this one tonight. They will wrap up the D2-4 district championship with a win tonight over Loomis. And now Loomis will wait and see when the scores come in tonight to see if they qualify via the wild card route in Class D2. That's going to be the ball game as Ethan Kreitz dribbles the ball into the forecourt, and that's the ball game. Giltner wins it here tonight over Loomis. The Giltner Hornets run their record to 26 wins and no losses on the season. Our hard-fought basketball game, they trailed by 10 early in the second quarter before coming back to tie things up at 19 points apiece at halftime. The second half belongs to Giltner as the Hornets knock off the Loomis Wolves tonight to claim the D24 District Championship. Final score, Giltner 47, Loomis 36. We'll have more when we come back right after this.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hi, welcome back to the C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden tonight. The D24 District Champions, the Giltner Hornets, as they knock off Loomis tonight by a score of 47-36. This is the postgame show tonight brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer. Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Loomis got out to a great start here tonight. In fact, the Wolves got out to a 7-0 lead over Giltner. The Hornets scored their first field goal of the ball game at the 3:25 mark. By that time, it was 7-2 in favor of Loomis. The Wolves had the lead at the end of the first period by a score of 10-4. Loomis then scores the first 4 points in the second quarter to grab their biggest lead of the ball game at 14-4. But then Giltner got their offense cranked up. They got the ball worked inside to Drew Ott. He started to hit some shots there in the second quarter. And from that 14-4 margin in favor of Loomis, Giltner outscored the Wolves then 15-4 the rest of the half. We were tied up at halftime at 19 points apiece. Giltner then scores the first 6 points of the third quarter to go out on top 25-19, and that's a lead they did not relinquish down the stretch. 33-26 at the end of three quarters of play. And Giltner maintained that lead throughout much of the fourth quarter. Loomis cut the gap down to 5 points at 37-32, but Giltner goes on to win in the ball game tonight. The final score of 47-36. Giltner with a win. The Hornets will improve to 26 wins and no losses on the season. Loomis is now 18-5, and now the Wolves will wait and see if they are one of the two wild card participants in the Class D2 State High School basketball tournament that gets underway next week in Lincoln. In the final score, it was Giltner knocking off Loomis tonight by a score of 47-36. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game right after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back with high school basketball here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Giltner wins it over Loomis by a score of 47-36. You're listening to the Vaughn's Printers postgame show here tonight on The Breeze. Drew Ott leads the way for Giltner tonight. He scores 22 points in the ballgame. Ott had 10 points in the first half. He had 12 more in the second half. Drew Ott with 9 field goals tonight. and he was 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. So Ott leads the way with 22 points here in this one. Ethan Kreitz also in double figures tonight as he scores 11. Kreitz had 4 2-point field goals. He had 1 3-pointer, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 13th. They were the only two guys to reach the double figures tonight for Giltner. The other scores for the Hornets: Dustin Hastings hit a 3-pointer for 3 points. Jake Finley hit a 3-pointer for 3. Ryan Klyer got a field goal for 2, and Trevor Pompin got a couple of second-half field goals for 4 points. He was 0 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Giltner in the ballgame unofficially had him with 21 turnovers, and the Hornets sitting 6 out of 11 from the free-throw line here tonight. But they got 22 points from Drew Ott and 13 from Ethan Kreitz, and that was enough as Giltner knocks off Loomis tonight by a score of 47-36. Leading scorer for Loomis in the ballgame tonight was Josh Earsom, as he scores 14 points in the ballgame. Earsom knocks down 1 3-pointer in the first half of play. Had 4 2-point field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, so Earsom leading the way with 14. The other scorers for Loomis: Clay McNall had 3 field goals. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 7. Matt Gray had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Matt Houston had a couple of field goals and 4 points. He was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kalen Anderson had a 3-pointer for his only points. And that is it. Nope, Shane Sundquist. He had a couple of first half field goals for 4 for Loomis. The Wolves were 4 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 12 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, Giltner wins it tonight over Loomis, the final score of 47-36. You're listening to the Von Sprinters postgame show here tonight on the Breeze. We'll come back and check some more numbers as we continue right after this.
Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Right, back here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden here tonight. Giltner wins it over Loomis by a score of 47-36. Check the shooting numbers in the ballgame here tonight. Giltner ended up hitting 19 out of 42 for 45% today. Loomis was 15 out of 45 for 33%. On three-pointers tonight, Giltner was 6 out of 11. A check at 3 out of 7 on three-pointers for Giltner in the ballgame tonight, 43%. Loomis was 3 out of 13 for 23%. The rebounds: Giltner, 35 rebounds in this ballgame tonight compared to 14 for Loomis. Giltner held a 13-3 advantage on the offensive glass here tonight over the Loomis Wolves. Officially 22 turnovers in the ballgame for Giltner, 13 for Loomis. Giltner came up with 7 steals in the ball game compared to 12 for Loomis. From the free throw line, it was Giltner hitting 6 out of 11 for 55%. Loomis 4 out of 8 for 50%. Giltner had 3 block shots in the ball game, 2 for Loomis. Again, it was Giltner knocking off Loomis tonight in the D24 district championship ball game here tonight at Minden. The final score of 47-36. Giltner improves to 26 wins and no losses on the season. They'll play in the Boys State High School basketball tournament coming up next Thursday down in Lincoln. Loomis will drop to 17 wins and 6 losses, and they will now wait for a wild card berth to the Class D2 state tournament next week. They'll wait for all the scores to come in, as Loomis was in fourth place in the wild card standing. So they'll need all three teams ahead of them to win tonight, and they'll secure one of the two at-large bids to the Boys State Tournament. They've already had one of those teams win. That was the Giltner Hornets here tonight. So if two other teams win ahead of them in the Howells and Why Not, then Loomis would also be appearing in the Boys State Tournament next week. So that'll wrap things up for us tonight from Minden. Again, the final score, Giltner knocks off Loomis by a score of 47-36 in the ball game here tonight. I'd like to thank our sponsors from Giltner for bringing the ball game to you tonight. The Village of Giltner, also Todd's Body and Glass, the Sitting Bull Saloon, also by JSG&K Catering, by Robert Shaw Insurance, by Honeycutt Farms, by Joyce Agronomics, and also by Reason Agronomics. Again, the final score, Giltner knocking off Loomis tonight by a score of 47-36. For my producer, engineer, back to the radio station, Maggie Rudolph. For my statistician tonight, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Minden.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.